Hello everyone, and welcome to The Horror Show. Today's film review is going to be Poltergeist from 1982. I'm going to get into the plot before I get into the other stuff, so let's get to it, shall we? Well, enjoy the show. Alright. Steve and Diane Freeling live in California. They have three children, Dana, Robbie, and Carol Ann. Carol Ann awakes at night, hearing the TV. There is static on there. And the family basically wakes up, and so does the dog. Okay guys, sorry, this might sound a bit lame, but this is gonna be a very short plot, so get ready. Because I want to get into the other stuff. If you're one of my friends, then go check out the full plot on my Instagram. But this is just going to be the plot, like the main plot. So basically, Carol Ann, so there's strange activity in the house. And the family basically doesn't know what to do. But then one night, a big tree comes into Robbie's room and basically takes him away. But then the family has to save him. The sister's basically freaked out and everything. So, I don't want to confuse you guys, there are two sisters in it, Dana and Carol Ann. I already explained that. So, basically, throughout the movie, Dana is just crying and screaming. Like, she literally has not a lot of lines in it. She's like crying and screaming the whole movie. And Carol Ann is just a little kid, a little five-year-old, just, I don't know, just being a five-year-old kid. Robbie is basically a kid who wants to be mature and stuff, and he's scared of clowns, and he's scared of the dark, basically, but he loves his sister, Carol Ann, so that's just a part of the, you'd have to watch the movie to understand, really, but that's just a part of their characteristics. So then Carol Ann basically gets kidnapped by these ghosts, because she gets pulled into this room where it's her closet, and, like, everything goes flying everywhere. It's a real poltergeist. So, and then the family's really freaked out about her disappearance. The sister starts crying and everything, all that jazz. Robbie's not as sad because he believes that his sister might come back. And then there's these people. There's this one woman that is very helpful with these ghosts. So, I forget her name, but she's like a, I guess, an investigator. I don't remember a whole lot of the movie, but, I'm just trying to do my best to explain. So eventually, a little bit of spoilers here, she gets rid of the ghosts. What the heck is her name? I forget. Is it Dr. Lesh or Tangia Barenth? I have no idea. I'm sorry. Hold on, let me look. Okay. Her name is, Tangia Barenth. Okay, that's her name. That's the investigator's name. So when she cleared out the house, like she says, it's all cleaned and there's no ghosts left, but that is wrong. The family is still encountering paranormal activity. So, it's a real disaster. At the end, things get swallowed up, and the whole house gets swallowed up. So, all their things are gone. And then one sister yells, "What's happening?" Which is literally the best part in the whole movie. Yeah. So then, once their whole house is swallowed up, the family basically goes to a motel for a night. And, like, the dad takes the TV out because they don't want any poltergeist activity, I guess. But yeah, so that's the plot of the movie. You can go watch Poltergeist if you want. But it's alright, it's a good movie, and I totally recommend it. So make sure to go check it out, if you can, and if you're allowed to. It's, like, 14A, or PG. There's not a lot of swearing in it. There's nothing really bad in it either. Like, it's kid-friendly. It's one of those horror movies that are kid-friendly. Alright, so after we did that, let's get to the the main thing of a movie. So when I mean the main thing of a movie, we're gonna like who directed it, who produced it, all that stuff. Alright, so the theatrical release poster is Carol Ann sitting on the floor and putting her hands on the TV screen, which is all static. The movie was directed by Tobe Hooper, produced by Frank Marshall and Steven Spielberg. Screenplay by Steven Spielberg, Michael Grace, Mark Victor. Story by Steven Spielberg, starring... we're gonna get to that in a second right now. We're gonna get to the cast in a second. Music by Jerry Goldsmith, cinematography, Matthew F. Lenity, edited by Michael Kahn, production, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Company, SLM Production Group, Ablin Productions, MGM, UA Entertainment Co. Release date, June 4th, 1982. Running time, 114 minutes. Country, United States, and language, English. Alright, so let's get to the cast. Okay. Craig T. Nelson as Steve Freeling, Jo Beth Williams as Diane Freeling, Dominic Dune as Dana Freeling, Oliver Robbins as Robbie Freeling, Heather O'Rourke as Carol Ann Freeling, Zelda Robinstein as Tangia Behrens, Beatrice Strait as Dr. Lesh, Richard Lawson as Ryan, Martin Casella as Marty, James Caron as Mr. Teague, Michael McManus as Ben Tuthill, Virginia Kaiser as Miss Tuthill. So that's the cast. There's not other cast members, actually. There's no more of that, so that's just the main cast there. Well, some of it's not main, but it's part of the cast. Can't find any more here. Alright, so, okay, now there was this poltergeist curse that was an urban legend, so, let's see here, let me just find it, okay, here we go. Okay, so the poltergeist curse was basically a thing. Well, that's what they thought, but, hold on, guys, sorry about that. Just trying to find it. There we go. Okay, so, the main thing was that, the poltergeist curse was basically a thing where four cast and crew members died in untimely deaths. Because this was the thing that caused this. So, in the second movie, it said that the people who worked on the movie agreed to use real skeletons, like real skeletons of real people in the second movie, which might have caused untimely deaths in life. So the actress who plays Carol Ann, Heather O'Rourke, died of a cardiac arrest at age 12. She was very young. Dominic Dune died when her boyfriend strangled her, and she was only 22. That's pretty gruesome. So these two actresses died too young, and I believe that it should have never happened, because, like, they were good actresses. I liked them. And the two other crew members died, but I can't remember their names. But yeah. So, that's the poltergeist curse. And there's nothing really else to explain here. So there's two other movies of Poltergeist. There's Poltergeist 2, The Other Side, and Poltergeist 3. And then there was a terrible remake, Poltergeist. It was so terrible, guys. I didn't see it, but I know that it's terrible. It was from 2015. Guys, do not watch it. It's terrible. But Poltergeist is a good old classic movie, and I totally recommend it. So, Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this poltergeist type episode. Or I should call it that. So, thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Oh, and if you didn't do this already, go check out my latest other episode of Halloween and Scary Trap Remixes stuff. It's a really good episode, like the episode before this, so make sure to check that out too. And make sure to stay tuned and subscribe for a new episode I post every week, or every 2 weeks, as I should say. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time for another episode. And the next episode might even be earlier, and who knows what the next movie review will be about. So anyways, see you guys, and have a good night. Bye!